Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Chicago bringing us back. 23 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. And I'm glad you're here. It's just you and me, just Jim Blasingame and you on the Small Business Advocate Show, where it's just the two of us. And I got one more segment I want to talk to you about, some things that are on my mind. I'm going to talk about the tax reform bill again. I'm not going to get off of this, folks, so if you don't want to listen, you know what's going on. But I'm telling you, the more I know, the more I hear about what's going on out there, I just want to remind you that I'm not mad about what the big companies are getting. I'm glad they're getting that. I'm mad that you and I aren't getting the same thing. You and I compete for customers that the big companies compete for. We compete for workers the big companies hire. And we want to make a profit, right? We want to have money to spend. We want to be able to reinvest in our business. We want all the same things the big companies want. When you hear the big companies talking about the big, huge, permanent, flat tax cut that they got, which I'm proud that they got, they needed it. The U.S. economy needs that. They need them. We need them to be competitive globally. So I'm glad they got it. But when you hear these CEOs talk about all the things they're going to be able to do with that big cut, my question is, well, yes, of course you do. And every small business owner does too. We want to have a big cut like you got so that we can put that money back in our business. But we didn't get that, my friends. We didn't get a big cut. We got our deduction, a qualified temporary deduction. And if you've been listening to me before, I've gone into detail about how this rolled out. And it's the most blatant example of inequity out of Washington against small businesses. I consider it to be no less than a full assault and a disrespect of small business beyond what I've ever seen before. It's like, okay, take what we're giving you and go back to Main Street and shut up. That's how I feel about it. Now, I've talked to, since the last time I talked to you about this on the show, I've talked to several of the people who were literally at the table when this was being discussed. And if you remember in my columns in April and October and December, well, April and October, I warned you about some of the things that were going to happen. And the only thing wrong with my warnings is they weren't enough. Things turned out worse than I warned you about. But when I complained to the people who were at the table, different organizations, some of whom you know, they've been on this show before. When I complained to them about how they, I said out loud to them, to their faces, you let us down. And they said, Jim, what you don't realize is if it hadn't been for us, it would have been worse. They told me that, folks. These people told me that what Congress was cooking up for you and me, small business owners out here on Main Street, was not even going to be as good as what we got. So that makes my position even stronger. That these guys should have been fighting for equity, not just to get anything when they were fighting for us. So let me tell you another thing that's going on right now that I talked about with John Deeney earlier in the week, and I want to remind you about it. This is another thing that's part of this bill that most people don't know about. It's not going to affect everybody, but it's going to affect a lot of you. If you created an intangible asset in your business, like a process or a system or some kind of proprietary technology that made your business unique, I've got them in my business. You have them even if you don't know you have them. So if you have those things and you're getting ready to sell your business, in the old previously, you could allocate that aspect of your business, that intellectual property, let's say, an intangible. You could isolate that. You could segregate it, allocate it, give it a value off of the purchase price. Let's say you're selling your business for $5 million. You could, say, allocate a system and give it a $500,000 value, and now that's taxed at a capital gains rate, not an ordinary income rate like the other would be. Well, guess what? They've done away with some of that. That's right. In the new bill, according to John Deeney, in the new bill, you're not going to have that. Self-created intangibles, internally created intangibles, are no longer going to be considered to be capital gains, according to John Deeney. Now, what's wrong with that picture, my friends? This is why I'm so angry about the Tax Cut and Jobs Act for small businesses. You know, the corporate America is throwing money around for their employees. Good for them. I'm really glad they're doing that. It's about time. But wouldn't you and I like to be able to do that? We can't, because we didn't get that big of a tax cut. And yet, we're competing for those same employees. So you tell me that there's anything fair about this. And I'm going to keep pressure on them, folks. I'm going to keep yelling about this. I'm going to keep ranting about it. Somebody accused me of ranting. So be it. When you hear me say I'm the small business advocate, at least now, if no other time, you know I mean that. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.